Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meather here at the Kirkside Cafe. Good to have you with us. We're almost there toward the end of the week. And we are almost through the law as well in our catechism meditations. I thought it might be useful for us to backtrack just a little bit to look at the law and its uses. Generally, people look at the law and consider three key uses. There are, of course, more, but three broad uses, and those would be, number one, theological, number two, pedagogical, and number three, ethical. I call those the alls. Theological, because it reflects the attributes of our Heavenly Father. Pedagogical, because it teaches us right from wrong. We would not have known sin, as Paul puts it, had it not been for the law. Three, ethical, it shows us what is good and pleasing to the Lord. Another way of putting it is, number one, it condemns. Number two, it restrains. And number three, it instructs. So maybe you've heard the law delineated that way. And if you like a little alliteration, we have the R's. The law reflects God, the law restrains evil, and the law reveals what is pleasing to God. So that's just a brief exercise for us as we take a panoramic view of the law of God, idol, name, day, honor, murder, adultery, steal, lie, covet. And speaking of which, we are now at Lord's Day 43, question answer number 112. What does the ninth commandment require? I bear false witness against no one, twist no one's words, be no backbiter or slanderer, join in condemning no one, unheard or rashly, but that on pain of God's heavenly wrath, I avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil, and that in matters of judgment and justice and in all other affairs, I speak honestly and confess the truth, also insofar as I can, defend and promote my neighbor's good name. And there is a lot of scripture that deals with the integrity, the honesty of man, the judgment regarding deceit and lack of honesty. But this morning we're just going to read a few of these texts. Proverbs 19, verses 5 and 9, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish. In Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2, judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Back to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. And Proverbs 13, 5, a righteous man hates lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and comes to shame. 1 Corinthians 13, 6, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Ephesians 4, 25, therefore put away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. 1 Peter 4, 8, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Colossians 4, 6, let your speech always be filled with grace, seasoned with love, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. And then finally, 1 Peter 3, 9, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. So as we walk with the Lord today, dear friends, let's speak truthfully, lovingly, honestly, and be a blessing.